Good morning. We'd like to welcome everyone this morning to a special meeting of the Mesa City Council. We'd like to excuse Councilmember Summers, who is out of town. And the purpose for this council, the special meeting, is to take care of two items prior to our Christmas break that needed to be taken care of. The first item is a one-day a liquor license application for the DSYP Kiwanis for a one-day charitable event to be held on Friday, December 31st, 2010. Do I have a motion? I have a motion from Councilmember Finter, a second from Councilmember Richens. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second item is a resolution by the council and the city of Mesa supporting the Luke Air Force Base as a designated site for training base for the Air Force F-35. And the reason why we are doing this is that the Air Force, in their formal application, is including letters and resolutions of support from councils, cities throughout the region, so they can then submit that to the Air Force as part of the formal final application and then basically put it in the book. And they needed that before the end of the year, which is why we're putting this in. We're more than happy to do that. I had the privilege, along with a couple others in the city, to go back to Washington last April, I guess it was, with a delegation from the Valley, including Mayor Scruggs from Glendale and Governor Brewer and Attorney General Terry Goddard, to meet with Air Force Brass and others regarding Luke. And we're more than happy to support this effort, because Luke is important not only to the West Valley, it's important to the entire state of Arizona. As a multi-billion dollar economic driver in our community, it's very important. So that's why we're taking action. So we have a motion from Councilmember Richens to approve, a second from Councilmember Cavanaugh. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. And with that, we will adjourn the special meeting of the Mesa City Council and go into the study session. Call this the study session to order. The first item on the agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss the design review process.
Council, John Wesley, Planning Director, and Laura Heineman, Special Projects Manager in Development Sustainability Department. We're going to give you this presentation this morning. Last year, towards the end of the year and first of this year, working with the council, there were some modifications made to the development review processes. We combined the Planning and Zoning Board and the Downtown Development Committee into one body, the Planning and Zoning Board, to handle all the planning and zoning functions for the city. And also, the council made some modifications to the role of the Design Review Board in the process, basically providing opportunity for staff to approve most of the cases that come through after a work session by the Design Review Board. As part of that process, you requested that staff begin to work on some design guidelines for various areas of the city to help set a bar for good quality development throughout the community. And you also requested that by the end of the year we come back with an update on how this new process has been working. So that's why we are here today. When we made the change to the Design Review Board, the basic goal was that we maintain or improve the quality of development that occurs within the community while streamlining the process so that we can get things through a little quicker than we have before. The process that we used to have, applications would come in typically the first Tuesday of the month. We'd put it on a work session the first Wednesday of the following month. Then applicants could make a follow-up submittal from there. And then the month following, the Design Review Board would have the opportunity to consider and take action on the case. So it generally took at least 2 months to get through the design review process. As the process has been modified, working with the council, applications come in. They go to a work session. We have to have those applications at least 15 days prior to DRB work session so we can get some notice out, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But it gives us some flexibility in that actual initial application deadline as long as we can meet that notice requirement. Then after the Design Review Board has their work session, when the applicant has made any modifications that might be necessary based on that review, they can resubmit that application at any time. They don't have to wait for a set deadline. And then staff can look at that, and if they've met all the guidelines and requirements, we can go ahead and sign off on the application rather than having to wait for another Design Review Board meeting. So it is making a change to that process and allowing us to do some of them quicker, as we'll talk about in a moment. We do still require design review board approval on any city projects, and there are a few items that the design review board can do in terms of modifications to code, some overheight things, some modifications to lighting. So if those types of things are requested, we still go back to design review board for approval on those types of items. Again, we have been able to be a little bit more flexible in the application deadlines and submittal deadlines than what we were under the previous process, which helps streamline the overall process. Another important aspect to the council was that we maintain opportunities for citizens to be involved in the process. We do that by mailing notice prior to the work session, so those go out at least 15 days prior to the work session. That notice gives the property owners in the area basic information about what's being requested, the location, and so forth of the development. It also gives them the email address where they can go online on our website to view site plans and elevations of the project that's being proposed, so they get a chance to see what it is that's being done. And with that, hopefully they have enough information to decide whether they want to come to a meeting or to contact staff. We have that contact information in there also to get more information about the project. To date, through this year, we have not had anybody contact us or come to any meetings based on these notices that we've given any of the projects that are going on. But as you'll see here in this next slide, we haven't had a whole lot of cases this year. It's been a little bit slower year, as you're aware. Of the type of cases that meet this process, we've had 12 cases submitted this year. Seven of those have been completed to date. There are a few that got started in the process, and the property owners, for whatever reason, really maybe wasn't a viable project, and they've pulled out of the process. But we've had seven that have been completed. The very first one that came in under this process was a new McDonald's with their new design that they're working on. They had some things we needed to work out on that one. It ended up actually taking a little bit longer than the normal process. They went to two DRBs, and then they were a little bit slow in coming back with staff with their final review. So that one took just a little bit longer than the normal process or the previous process. Three of the cases have ended up taking just about the same amount of time to get through the process, approximately 60 days. But then we've had three that have come in and have actually moved through the process very quickly. They've been ready to go. They followed up right after the DRB work sessions and brought in their final designs, and staff was able to sign off on those fairly quickly. The shortest one we ever get completed in 42 days from that formal application to staff signing. A couple of these have already been built. One that comes to mind is the new Chase Bank on Southern, just west of Stapley. It's a project that came through this new process. And so, again, part of what the council wanted to do with this is improve the quality of design and design guidelines for various areas of the community, recognize that we do have different interests, different design objectives in different parts of the community. So design guidelines are part of what we've been doing, and it's a project that Laura's been working on. And so I'm going to turn it over to her for a moment to talk about where we are on the design guidelines part of the project.
The first set of design guidelines we worked on were good design guidelines for the Desert Uplands area. We worked with the residents in that area and stakeholders to develop a set of design guidelines that council approved in July. The next set we have been working on are related to Falcon Field Airport. We're actually looking at the entire Falcon Field area sub-area, but we are starting with the airport. The design guidelines will be rolled into or connected to a planned area development overlay rezoning that the airport is working on to establish some unique design development standards for the airport. We're working with Corrine Nystrom at the airport to just fold those design guidelines right into the airport PAD. When we finish that, we're working on it. We intend to present it to the public and discuss the application in January with various stakeholders and the residents in the community, taking it to the Planning and Zoning Board in February and Council in March. That will be really focused on the airport. As soon as those guidelines are established, we'll use that as the base for the Falcon Field sub-area, which surrounds the airport. Our goal is to take those set of guidelines to Planning and Zoning Board in September and City Council in October, depending on public input and how those design guidelines are developed. That's our time frame. We plan to work our way through the sub-areas that have been established by the general plan. There may be other areas in the city that are important that should have design guidelines developed for them. When we come to you next fall, we'll come forward with a recommendation on the next area we should work on. Our recommendation will be based on the city's economic development goals and the significance of an area's character that should be either preserved or enhanced as development comes into the city. That's our presentation for this morning. If you have any questions, we're here to answer them.
Any questions? I have one. I had somebody who came and said they had it was a reuse, and they said they had to go, that they were asked to go back to the design review a second time. What would cause a second visit back to the design review board? I thought the idea was to go through the work study session and then make changes without having to go back.
Sure. Mayor, there are a couple of cases that would maybe cause that. The particular case I think maybe that you've heard about was actually an administrative review application that came to staff. The quality of design was not consistent with what we were looking for in the area, and we actually denied the case as it was presented. They appealed that to the design review board, and it took the design review board then a couple of times to work through the process where they were willing to grant approval. But also, as we work through this process and just kind of figuring out the best way to make it work for everyone, we've had a couple other cases where they've come to us as a regular application. We've gone to the design review board work session the first time, and the board's had several things they've wanted to see modified in the plan. It comes back to staff. We look at it, and we don't believe they've really fully addressed all the design requirements that are necessary. And so we have two choices at that point. We could go ahead and issue a denial letter, or here's what usually happens is we talk with them about still what some of those modifications are needed, and we together agree, yeah, it'd be a good idea to go back to design review board and get one more input from them as they try to continue to work out those design issues. And so it's really kind of, we think, facilitated continued process for those that maybe had a little more challenge with their sites to go ahead and go back to the board.
So what you're saying is that the process doesn't require them, but in essence, the applicant, depending on what they want to do and how they want to proceed, can choose that route.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Yeah. Councilman Richards.
I like the aspect of including the DRB approval on city projects to make sure that we leave a high level of design. I think that's an important component. And just want to, for the record, we got a pretty big project coming up. What's it called again? Oh, yeah, the Cubs Stadium. When we do that, I just want to make sure that we really engage those neighborhoods around if we have a good established process in the design process and in the site planning process. I'm hearing some concerns already about that, so I just wanted to flag that since we had a little opening for it, and it's related to the design aspect of it. So let's make sure we have a robust public process in that as we go through the design and site planning for the Cubs Stadium. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Acknowledge receipts of minutes and boards and committees.
Move for approval.
Have a motion to approve from Vice Mayor Jones, a second Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Next item is appointments to boards and committees. I think you have in front of you. Let's see. If I can find it. There we go. We have one new appointment, Lynn Van Gool to the Human Services Advisory Board, and entertain a motion to approve this.
Yes.
Have a motion from Councilmember Richin, second from Vice Mayor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you very much. Here reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilman Richins.
I have a couple things. Yesterday morning, I had the opportunity to attend a presentation on a concept that's in floating around Phoenix called the Discovery Triangle. It's an effort that it was very similar to a lot of things that we're undertaking in Mesa, but it was looking at the area between downtown Papago Park and the airport and a lot of the tech companies that were there and how to engage schools and neighborhoods and in creating a really vibrant area. Light rail runs right through the middle of it. A couple freeways run through the middle of it. I think Mesa has a great connection to that area because of light rail and it'll be interesting to see how that develops, but I think it's something that we should be paying attention to, not only from a process standpoint, but from, you know, a competition standpoint or a opportunity to work together. So just wanted to put that out. It was really interesting. The other thing I wanted to, I guess what you give it a shout out or something is what I hear the kids say now. There's a, it's.
Wait, you sounded really old. What you hear the kids? I hear the kids say now.
Those kids, whippersnappers.
Goodness.
No, the it's the junior high age kids that live in the Westwood High School boundary. They it's a football team for I think it's NYA or NSA or something like that. Anyway, they won a game last night that puts them into the championship for the entire Phoenix Valley. And so I just wanted to, you know, say go Warriors and good luck on Saturday when they play. But it's pretty cool. They're pretty excited.
Cool. Great. Thank you. Would like to congratulate the once again the Desert Ridge High School football team. They fell a little bit short, gave Hamilton their best test of the year, and actually, but for a couple of mistakes, they
outplayed them.
They outplayed them. Yeah, outgained them. Could have won it. So we're proud of once again all always our Mesa students and what they accomplish, and we think they do a great thing. And I guess the first meeting in January, I'll have the great opportunity of wearing a Hamilton Huskies jersey for at least part of the meeting. So just waiting for that. Mayor Dunn from Chandler asked me what size I needed, and I said, well, I think anyone that will fit over your head will probably work for me. He didn't think that was funny either. All right. Okay. Well, this morning we had the opportunity over at the Water Resources celebrating their 100th birthday, and it was a nice gathering over there, and it was great to walk in and see a sea of blue shirts. You see them as crews and as individuals, but to see all those city employees over there, and you know, thank them, just congratulate them. You know, our Water Resources and all of our utilities, enterprise, whatever you want to call them, do a great job, and I know they do a great job because you rarely hear about them, and that means that they continue to deliver a high level of service. And you know, it's funny when Councilmember Richens and I, for example, were out at the fifth grade classes at Emerson. You tried to explain what the city does for kids and for people, for whippersnappers. Oh, now you're really dating yourself. But the one thing that I always go to that everybody understands, I said, when you get up in the morning and you go to turn on the faucet, you got clean water that's delivered on a dependable basis. And I think that's really exemplary of what one of the basic services of the city provides. And they do a great job of doing that. And the citizenry has always supported through our revenue bonds and things, supporting our water resources and other utilities so they can update their systems so we can continue to provide these good services. So congratulations to them, 100 years and going strong. So appreciate being able to attend that. Okay, anything else? Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the last council meeting of the year 2010. And looking forward, I know there is one more Community and Neighborhood Services Committee meeting, I think, on Monday, this coming Monday, December 20th at 3:30. We won't have another study session, though, until Thursday, January 6th. And our first council meeting of the new year will be January 10th. Just a heads up, though, to council, because there are some significant pending topics though coming up early in the year, we're going to be sending out to you some information, follow-up information from the discussions we had on the land use or the zoning for medical marijuana. Some of the you asked some follow-up to try to get that out to you maybe before the Christmas break. Also, we will have, we believe we'll also have the two different draft ordinances for the SEPTED ordinance that we'll be providing to you. And also, we'll have some information about putting together, appointing the committee for redistricting. Is that right, Carly, for redistricting? So We'll have plenty of reading materials for you for the holiday season, so Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Okay, so that was the 6th and then the 10th, right?
Correct.
Okay, I got it right. All right. Do we have nobody to speak, Ms. Cracker?
No speakers, Mayor.
Okay.
Motion to move into executive session.
We have a motion to move into executive session. We have a second by the Vice Mayor, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are moving into executive session. Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas to everyone. And I guess a Happy New Year, too.